Once you get into looking for property, becoming a finder, and you take our course on how to find them through retirement homes or by owners or expired listings or social media or with accountants or wholesalers, the list goes on and on. It'll be somewhat second nature to you, and you'll start seeing things or ideas will come to you. So let's just take another case study here. And you learn that your friend Samantha's mother owns 12 rental properties and may sell some of them. I actually have a friend, and she owns about 15 rental properties. And when her and her husband got divorced, she found herself with all these rental properties, and she didn't want any of them. In a case like that, you want to get introduced. We don't want to chase Samantha's mother and send her a letter saying, "Hey, do you want to sell your houses?" As an individual who, as a real estate agent, when I was able to land large accounts like Enterprise Rent-A-Car, or when I was doing, relocation business, and or when hospitals, what I didn't do was cold call. I wanted to get introduced. So that's what you want to happen for you. Chasing is a weak position. Being introduced, you have somebody who's endorsing you. So let's move on to this idea of talking to Samantha's mother. "Hey, Samantha. Hey, it's me. When I saw you last time, you had mentioned that your mom owns a few rental properties. You know what? I've been looking to do some, I call it entry level investing in real estate. Do you think you could introduce me? I'd love to, if she has any advice for me so I can avoid making mistakes. Do you think that would be a possible?" Now, to the listener, I hope you understood how I asked that question. I didn't just sit here and read it. I asked it like, "Hey, what do you think? Would this be okay?" And we don't want to be intrusive. We want to be in such a way where Samantha and other people want to help us. People want to help people. You just can't seem pushy, aggressive, or self-interest. So, "Hey, Samantha. Hey, it's me. When I saw you last time, you had mentioned that your mom owns a few rental properties. I've been looking at, doing some entry-level investing myself. Do you think, Samantha, you could introduce me to her? I'd love to get some advice so I could avoid making mistakes. Do you think that would be possible?" So, do you think Samantha would do that? If she likes you and has confidence in you, there's a high probability. Again, I'll go back to as a real estate agent, when I wanted to land a large account, a builder, I didn't chase the builder. I found somebody to introduce me to the builder. I didn't chase, I just use Enterprise Rent-A-Car because everybody knows that account. I got introduced to the HR director. When I wanted to meet some people at a retirement community, I didn't go knock on the door and cold call. I found somebody that I knew that knew the director of the retirement home. Because generally, somebody who's moving into a retirement home, it's probably got a house to sell. In any case, practice your question because as a finder, you don't have to fund these properties. You don't have to fix these properties or run a crew or even estimate costs. Just be really good at being a finder. And we'll help put you on the path of that, but you have to execute the question. Just like a good actor in a movie. You watch a movie and you go, "Oh, I'm going to turn this thing off. These guys cannot perform. This is so dull." Don't be dull. Be interesting. Let your questions, it's all about the questions. It's not about what you say, it's about what you ask. And of course, we know this, it's how you ask the questions of anybody that you love in your life, children, spouse, whatever the case, we know this. It's got a lot to do with how you say it. And people that have properties have been approached by a lot of obnoxious people. So let's be polite. So, one more thing then for case study two. Let's warm up the warm-up question for the actual property owner. Samantha was our introducer, and now we can call the property owner and say, hello, Ruth. Samantha, your daughter or whatever, said it was okay to call you. You know, I play a part with a group of investors, you know, and we're looking for, let's call it less than perfect properties. I really just wanted to ask you, you know, what's the best way that you know when you're not asking too much for monthly rent? Because Samantha said you own some rental property. Is there a best way to know to not ask too much? So we don't want houses sitting vacant. You know, and being an investor yourself, if you knew of anyone that's possibly looking to sell kind of a less than perfect property. Now you notice I didn't ask her, does she want to sell her properties? I've got a friend in London who recruits people into his financial services company, Jeff Letts with Genistar. They say to people, do you know anybody that would like to make £1,000 to £2,000 or dollars a month? And do you know anybody? And the people go, well, I would. They don't ask people directly, hey, would you like to make an extra £1,000 to £2,000 a month here in London in a part-time job? They say, do you know of anybody? And those people overwhelmingly go, well, I would. Tell me more. So we don't want to really ask somebody, hey, do you want to sell your properties? It's better to say, do you know anybody that's looking to sell? Since you own property, you might be looking for somebody. I'm sorry, you may know of somebody who's looking to sell something. And that's what we're looking, something less than perfect. So again, your dialogue in the intro, in the warm-up, is pretty short, very deliberate, how we're doing this. And then always use the PAL document, the property appreciation log. It'll give you more questions if you get past the opening. You're going to go, what am I saying now? What should I say? Well, look at the property acquisition log. Once you're done with it, conversation's gone well, go to the website and press the button, I found a flip, and register the lead, and we'll take over from there. By the way, you can always call us as soon as you get the opportunity from Samantha, and you go, I got somebody with 12 houses. You want to call us for a counseling session? An introducer tells you something favorable, and you're not quite sure how to approach it, just give us a call. We have a lot to gain, as you do as well. If you need some counseling on how to approach them, or maybe some data, we're happy to pull the data, brainstorm with you of how you approach the person that you've been introduced to. All right, let's keep moving on. Thanks for listening.